This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we will be back tomorrow to do our Hump Day special. And there's a lot we have to tackle this hour. We're going to address the arrests versus firing things here in a moment. We'll get to the FBI honeypot operation and other things, emails and whatnot. I'm not even going to say what took place during the studio during the... You know what? Actually, yes, I am. I feel like I have to get this off my chest before we can continue with the show. You know how I was ranting at the end of last hour how I would have no problem flying next to a dead person because it would give me peace and quiet on my life? Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey have spent the last 5 minutes swapping techniques for how to make friends on a flight, and Chris dropped a bombshell on me. He got to know somebody so well last flight that he has their number in his phone. You actually got their number. You two are psychopaths. You are absolute deranged lunatics. No, what, Chris? What? You vetted him for 13 hours? Yeah, Chris. Yeah, he's you know what he is? He's going to steal your kidneys. He's one of those organ thieves. Because that's the only type of person who would talk to you for 13 hours anyway. Now, I need to get back to this important stuff, Chris. I don't have time for that. Before I set it up with what Caroline Leavitt said, what Christy Noem said today, I just need to explain once again my desperation for this 4 years. I'm happy. I'm excited. You're happy. You're excited. We're good. If the American people, if they are not given the satisfaction they need with this 4 years, meaning the American people chose Donald Trump. Donald Trump was very bold about the things he wanted to do. If he is stopped, if Donald Trump is stopped by the deep state, the system, the whatever it is, if they stop Donald Trump from doing that, what they're doing is stopping the American people. They're telling the American people, your vote, your will doesn't matter at all. We, the bureaucracy, FBI, IRS, whatever, we are more powerful. We know best. The American people are not allowed to make changes for what we've done. If the deep state, the system, if it is able to stop Donald Trump from doing what he's doing, that will be the system telling the American people, you don't ever get a say. I don't care what reformer you get elected. I don't care what you want. We will never allow you to have it. We will have total power, and you will have none. What is the thing that I always talk about I fear most, that I hate the most? Political violence. I despise it. I despise it. Just, I've read too many things about civil wars, and just they're just the most horrible thing in the world. I hate it. I don't want to see anybody getting hurt ever inside of this country. I hate it. If you tell the American people that they are not allowed to make changes in their government at the ballot box, then what you've done is you've told them they have no other recourse but violence, and I believe we will be on the path to violence. If Donald Trump is stopped by the deep state during this 4 years, let me be perfectly clear about this. I believe that if Donald Trump is stopped during this 4 years by the deep state from implementing what he promised the American people he would implement, I believe we are on the path to violence, political violence in this country. I believe it all the way. Because history says if you tell people they're not allowed to make changes at the ballot box, they're going to find a different way to make their changes. Okay? So that's where I'm coming from when I say what I'm about to say. We need radical change this 4 years. We only have 4 years. We don't have much time. Kristi Noem dropped this little bit on Fox News. Remember, we talked a little bit about it last night. ICE showed up to arrest rapists and murderers. They were gone. Why? Because somebody inside the government gave the rapists and murderers a heads up that ICE was coming and they were allowed to escape. They might be on your back doorstep right now. Does that freak you out? They might be following your daughter home right now. And somebody inside of the government did that on purpose. And Kristi Noem went on television today and she said this.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember, when they leak information to the press and
they'll be what? Hang on, let me listen again.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember,
they'll be fired. Not a one-off at all. Caroline Levitt said it today at a press conference.
If they don't want to adhere to the will of the 77 million Americans who reelected President Trump, then they should go find another job. And if they continue to leak information, especially information that is critical to protecting Border Patrol agents and ICE agents who are out there doing jobs that not many people are willing to do, putting their lives on the line to protect our national security, then those individuals absolutely should be fired. And this administration is committed to finding them.
Fired? The American communist is not going to be dissuaded by being fired. Are we not going to get arrests? If you used your position inside of the federal government to leak information about ICE raids, fired is not what you need. You need to spend the rest of your life in federal prison. Are we going to get arrests? I'm not trying to cause a problem when there's not necessarily a problem yet. February 25th. I'm not trying to cause a problem when we don't have a problem yet. Are we going to get arrests? I've heard so much about firings. They need to be fired, and they're going to be fired. We're firing 1,000 here and 10,000 here. And I love all that. Good, good, good. Fire, fire, fire. Shrink the government. Fine. Sounds good. Crimes were committed against you. The United States government committed crimes against you, the American citizen. Many, 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 many crimes were committed against you, the American citizen. We're not talking about an employee who showed up drunk one day. We're talking committed communists who use their positions of power inside of the government to commit crimes against you, the American citizen. The punishment for crimes is prosecution and imprisonment. It's not getting fired. That's not how it works, and that can't be how it works. If that's what we get, firings, they're going to be fired. We're going to fire them. We're going to fire. They're going to be fired. If that's what we can anticipate, then we will not get done what we must get done in the next 4 years. It's not humanly possible to get the reforms we need without sending criminals to prison. And I don't mean one either. That's the thing. I don't mean one. Now, I realize, again, let me clarify. It's been 2 months. It takes time to build up a legal case to charge somebody with something. But I've heard about lawsuits. I've heard plenty about lawsuits. We're going to sue them. We're going to fire them. We're going to sue them. We're going to fire them. It takes time to build a legal case against someone. I get it. And I will be, look, I'll be fine if it's a year before we get that. I get it. I'm not a lawyer. It's a complicated process. I get it. I am just stating for the record now, if 4 years from now we have a bunch of firings and no arrests, this will have been a failure. And we can't afford to fail because the entire country is at stake. We must have the Trump administration succeed in dismantling the communist foundations right now. We must have it. We must have the criminals rooted out from the federal government, and not just by firing. We have to send an example, a message to all others who think they might do the same thing with their government position. We have to arrest them. We have to try them. I prefer public trials. We have to arrest them. We have to try them publicly, and they must be sent to federal prison. But I hear things like this.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember,
that's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. They will be fired. She has complete freedom there to say they will be prosecuted. You're totally within your rights to say that. They will be prosecuted for their crimes. Nothing's stopping her from saying that right now. If they find the ICE leakers and they're fired, that will be a very, very bad sign on whether or not we're going to get the reforms we need. All right, let's move on. You know what? Actually, no, we're not going to move on. Before I get to emails, I'll stay right on that subject with this FBI story today out of the Washington Times. Before we get to that, you obviously see the inflation numbers, the CPI numbers. As happy as we may be about everything else, it hasn't stopped, and it won't stop. You know, gold shot through the roof in value last time Trump was president. You realize that? Get some, please. At least if you're not going to get any in your physical possession, which I get. Some people are hit or miss on that. I believe in that, but some people don't. I get it. At least get some in your retirement. Everyone will back you up on that. Any financial advice, anyone you listen to, get a portion of your retirement turned into gold. How? Gold Co. Gold Co's placed over $3 billion in gold and silver for a reason. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They've won awards. You can trust them. Let Gold Co. do it for you. They make it easy. Go to jessielikesgold.com or call 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, don't forget,
I love you back.
What, Chris? I enjoy that. All right. So one more quick word on the firings versus arrests. Oh, we're going to fire them. We're going to find these guys. We're going to fire them. Washington Times, Carrie Pickett is the one who did the legwork on this, so I want to make sure she gets credit. Washington Times, Carrie Pickett has a story out, says FBI is looking into a James Comey off-the-books honeypot operation targeting the 2016 Trump campaign. Allow me to explain what happened. Now you tell me, is firing enough? This is keep in mind what I'm about to describe is pre-Russian collusion stuff, right? So this wasn't even part of that. James Comey, the head of the FBI, while Barack Obama was president of the United States of America, Trump announces he's going to run for president. Okay, so we now think that there's a Republican nominee or a possible Republican nominee. James Comey ran an, I quote, off-the-books investigation where he sent two female undercover agents into the Trump administration or into the Trump campaign to try to get information with their looks. It's a honeypot is an old, old term. The Soviet, look, every spy agency does it. The Soviets used to be masterful at it, and I'm sure they still are. The Chinese still do it all the time. Look at Eric Swalwell. Look, men, if you want to get a man to do something stupid or say something stupid, put a beautiful woman in front of him. It just, look, it's one of our flaws. Okay, what do you want me to tell you? It's one of those things that gets us. And so if you're trying to get information from people, having a beautiful woman ask will normally get you the answer. But all that aside, they launched an investigation into Donald Trump's campaign with spies before he was even president, before the Russian collusion stuff even came up. What, Chris? Chris said, is this before or after the illegal wiretap? Well, all the illegal wiretap stuff came after with the Russian collusion stuff. But either way, they just flat out sent two hot FBI agents after Donald Trump just because he announced he was running for president of the United States of America. Now, we did get the good news today that Cash Patel, the FBI, they're looking into this. Okay, good. Looking into it's good. When they find who is responsible for it, I really better not hear anything like this.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be...
I better not hear about firings. You take your position in the FBI and use it to go after the Republican nominee for president. You've got to go to prison. And I, again, just want to explain before I get to the emails, the reason they have to go to prison is not because I'm some bloodthirsty barbarian who's dying for revenge. It's so anyone else in the future or currently who thinks about using their government position like that, they need to look at other government employees in prison and say, oh, I'm not doing that because I don't want to go to prison. You have to do it as an example to the other communist savages we have in our government, because communists only understand what? Fear and pain. Fear and pain. You're not going to reason with them, and you're most definitely not going to fire your way into intimidating them at all. Hey, huge hand, Kelly. What are your thoughts about Carville's prediction? Do you think he actually believes it? Okay, in case you don't know what he's talking about, James Carville came out and he said Donald Trump is going to implode in 4 to 6 weeks. Now, that's wishful thinking. The Trump administration right now appears to be running really, really well. He's doing big things. But I will say, look, Carville's just blowing off his mouth. But I will say, remember this. Always keep in mind that you can do everything right as president and still have disaster strike. We could get a recession next month. Could easily happen. The way the Biden administration tore through money and printed all that money and the things they did, I told you, I've had multiple economists tell me that they think they purposely set Donald Trump up for a financial disaster. I mean, look, the war, some kind of horrible war breaks out. What if, well, you know what? Let's talk about the planes. We had that horrible plane crash in D.C. All those people died. We've had a couple different plane incidents. Another Delta flight just had to land. The cockpit was filling up with smoke. A lot of scary stuff. There was a Southwest Airlines flight that almost crashed today, if not for the pilot being aware enough to see the plane on the runway and he pulls back up and has to jump over him. What if that stuff's being done on purpose? You know that stuff happens, right? The journey is fraught with danger. The journey is fraught with danger. So, no, I don't see any kind of implosion in 4 to 6 weeks. And Donald Trump remains popular with the American people. We're doing well. But life comes at you fast. You know, you never know. You're doing well until you're not doing well. All right, let's get into some of these emails. In fact, FBI, CIA, someone wants to talk about that. I want to first talk to you about keeping your dog alive longer. I can't count how many times Aub has said this. Fred's only 4 years old, but she'll look at him and they'll be snuggling or he'll be playing with the kids and she'll say, I can't believe he's going to die one day. She says it all the time. I know it's dark, but she does. But you think about it, right? What's it going to be like when that fluffy idiot isn't there anymore, charging you when you come in, acting like it's the greatest moment of his life? I'm going to try to push that day off as long as I can, and that's why we sprinkle Rough Greens on Fred's food. Fred doesn't get any nutrition from his dog food. His food is brown, just like your dog's food, because it's dead. Everything in it has been killed in the factory. That's why it never goes bad. So we wonder why we're always at the vet with our dogs. We wonder why their breath starts to stink, why their coat gets dull, why they're lethargic. Well, how would you be if you ate empty calories every meal? If you ate fast food every meal, how would you be? That's what your dog does. Give your dog vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils. You'll see differences in them and you'll have them longer. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a wonderful Tuesday. And I guess I should go ahead and let Caroline Leavitt have the floor here for a couple moments. She was rolling pretty well
and
today.
I think it's quite despicable to see many networks in this room who have had chyrons on their television screens labeling Mr. Bongino as a far-right podcaster. He is not. He is a former law enforcement agent. He is a former Secret Service agent who put his life on the line to protect this country.
Go get him, Dan. Proud of you. She talked about this.
And it's a very simple idea when you think about it. All the Office of Personnel Management is asking, all this administration is asking, President Trump is asking, is for federal workers who live off of the American taxpayer's dime to send 5 bullet points of what they have done in the previous week. That is all we are asking for.
And of course, everybody freaked out about it. Jesse, I heard you speak about the resistance at the FBI, CIA. I thought Kash Patel was in as director of the FBI. Why or how is there resistance? Can't Kash terminate problems within the FBI? Okay, so first of all, let's realize this. Let's talk about this because this bears repeating. This will happen across the government agencies and is happening across the government agencies. You know how many employees there are at the FBI? About 35,000 of them. 35,000 employees. Not only are there 35,000 employees, many, many, many of them don't work inside Washington, D.C. because they work in the various FBI field offices that are in cities across the United States of America. So they're already spread out across the country. And when you take into account how compartmentalized the director of the FBI is, meaning he's the head of the FBI. Think of it like one of those charts. What's the best example? You've seen the movies? You ever see one of those pictures or one of those boards they have up where they're showing the Italian mafia? They show the organizational chart of the Italian mafia, and they're like, wow, that's the boss. And under the boss, they have, okay, so picture the FBI in that way. He's the director, yes. But there are all kinds of different heads of the various departments of the FBI underneath him. And then underneath them, there are various department heads underneath them. Okay, so you understand that's kind of an organizational chart, a really dumbed down version of the organizational chart. Well, how many people has Kash Patel already saw inside the building of the Hoover building? How many people has he met physically? How many people could he possibly have already met? Does he know who's even still in the office? Remember what, did I already tell you what Garrett O'Boyle told me? Brave FBI whistleblower. Kash Patel, you know how we got in there and he said immediately, hey, you know what? 1,000 of you, leave. You're getting spread out across the country. Go. You know what they did? Those layers beneath Kash? They did what they did last time Donald Trump was elected. They just decided they were going to lie. And we only know about this through sources in the FBI. They were going to tell Kash Patel that they had sent 1,000 FBI agents across the country, only not send them anywhere. You see, when you take over an organization like that is full, top to bottom, full of committed communists who are trying to fight against you. You have a mountain to climb, a mountain. And there are people who are used to making that fight and used to winning that fight. Let's talk about that. Football. We'll make it about football. We've done that before on the show. If the players on a football team, let's say team fires the coach and they bring in a new coach, and the players on that football team, they decide they hate the coach, they're not going to do what the coach says, and they're going to revolt against the coach. If the players do that and they revolt, and instead of the players getting cut, the owner comes in and says, "Coach, you're fired." Okay. Now, let's say they get a new coach and the players don't like that one and the players revolt. They don't even show up to practice. They completely revolt against the coach. And instead of getting cut, the owner comes in and says, "Coach, you're fired." Well, what message have you sent the players? You've told the players that they can resist, they can revolt, and in the end, it will be the coach who loses his job, not the players. The players have learned they have the power to resist. This goes way beyond the FBI. Federal government employees who vote 92% Democrat, full of communists, top to bottom in every single bureaucracy. They have marched forward with their communist agenda, no matter who the president has been. That is how they have operated. They have operated free of consequences. Most of the time, they've operated free of oversight, and they've simply done whatever they wanted. I got, I forget who said it. It's not my story. It was not my source, and I'm sorry, whoever it was, I can't give you credit for it, but someone said they had a source. I think it was inside the FBI. It might have been CIA, but inside the FBI, that there was a feeling that, quote, "We can handle Trump. We handled him last time. No big deal." And then when they saw people started getting fired, they said, "Oh, no, they're actually serious this time." Federal employees have been used to doing whatever they want without consequences for the entirety of my life. For the entirety of my life. We want to think, we want to imagine, because we're going to get a lot of stuff done, but we want to think now that we got Cash in there and Dan Bongino's in there that, hey, they're all going to mind their P's and Q's now. We get them all straightened out. By tomorrow, FBI will be good to go. That is not how communists operate. Communists are infiltrators. They are little cancers, and they will rot your company, your FBI, your school, your church, your whatever, wherever they find you. They will infiltrate it, and they will rot it out from underneath you. Like I said, Cash Patel is the man for the job, but Cash Patel has a mountain to climb. A mountain. Because not only is he dealing with a bunch of subversive communists, they're in the FBI. They're in a law enforcement, a federal law enforcement agency. They know all kinds of ins, all kinds of outs. Remember that interview Chuck Schumer gave? Remember that interview back when Trump was running and Chuck Schumer sat down on television and he said, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he said, "Hey, you better watch," because Trump was insulting, you know, the intelligence agencies. He said, "You better watch. These guys know a million ways to get you. They'll get you if they can get you." Well, Cash Patel just took over that den of snakes, that den of vipers. He's got a lot of work to do. He can do it, but you found it, Chris? Yeah, go ahead.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community.
We got it. The most powerful Democrat in the United States Senate. That was from 2017. Thank you, Chris. The most powerful Democrat in the United States Senate flat out sat down on television and said, "Hey, don't make these guys mad. They'll get you." What's happening is going to take time. It's why I brought up about the arrests. Like, I don't need them today. I understand that takes time. But remember, we've got a lot of work to do. Well, the Trump administration has a lot of work to do. We just have to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. But you're not going to clean out 80, 90 years of government rot in 2 weeks. It doesn't work that way. And there will be resistance. There's going to be resistance, I'll tell you right now. All 4 years, there's going to be resistance. We'll keep on moving. All right, hang on. More of that. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I almost forgot to play Trudeau earlier. I was hesitant to play it for you earlier in the show because I didn't want to drop your T levels too low. But either way, here's Justin Trudeau.
Ukrainians will triumph because Ukrainians are fighting for what is right. But they cannot.
That's not how that works. That's not at all how that works. I know it works that way in Marvel movies. I understand that Superman is going to win in the end. I get it. But in the real world, that's not how that works at all. The good news is it does look like we are rapidly approaching a deal with this whole thing. So that's good. Probably on the bad news front, depending on who you talk to, who you believe, it looks like the House is going to get a budget through, and it's going to be a big one. it's going to be a large budget. So that's not great news. But what is great news is Jasmine Crockett continues her media tour, writing all the GOP ads for
them. And we know, like, this is
no, seriously, Democrats. I want to give you a heads up. I'm trying to help out here. You need to keep calling your political opponent stupid. Please keep talking down to them. Explain that everyone who just voted against you is an uneducated moron. Voters love that. People love being told they're idiots.
And we know, this isn't me trying to throw shade.
Also, the irony of Jasmine Crockett calling anyone else a moron, that's rich.
And we know, this isn't me trying to throw shade. These are just the facts. Mm-hmm. When you look at who's voting for who, the less educated folk, and when I say educated, I'm not even talking about formal education. I'm talking about people that literally don't want to read and enlighten themselves on facts. Mm-hmm.
Have you enlightened yourself with Hillsdale College yet? You know you can do that for free. Could you imagine? Imagine sitting down with your family. I want to encourage you to do this with your family. Whether you homeschool, whether you just want to do something as a family, the next time it's family movie night, family game night, try one course, just one course, one lecture from Hillsdale College, more than 40 free online courses. Sit down and nerd out about stories from the Book of Genesis or the U.S. Constitution, the challenges it faced. Free. There's no cost. That's family education, family fun at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Wisdom is right there. It's waiting for you and your fam. Get smarter. We all need to get smarter. Jasmine Crockett most definitely does. I probably should have let her finish. I'll let her go.
And we know, this isn't me trying to throw shade. These are just the facts. Mm-hmm. When you look at who's voting for who, the less educated folk, and when I say educated, I'm not even talking about formal education. I'm talking about people that literally don't want to read and enlighten themselves on facts. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that typically vote for the Republicans, and it's one of the reasons that we have to stop writing in theses as Democrats, right? Right. We want to give you every single little detail that we can find so that you can have all the information. But the reality is that the average person that is going out there and voting, they're not paying attention to that.
Jasmine Crockett, we're just not smart enough for her. She's talking over our heads. Gosh, these people. You know what that reminded me of? I'm sorry, I was snickering about this when she was talking. Remember when Dome's campaign was kind of flailing? Well, I mean, it was flailing the whole time, but Dome's campaign was really, really flailing, and we were coming up on the election, and we got word that they were trying to keep Joe Biden away from the cameras, keep Joe Biden off the campaign trail, just keep Joe Biden quiet. Hey, Joe, no, you don't need to do anything. But the Bidens, they started to get offended by that. Hey, he's the sitting president. What do you mean you don't want him out there campaigning for you? Let Joe Biden do some campaigning for you. And Joe Biden, the first time they let him out of the box to go do some campaigning, what did he say? Garbage. Remember when he said it? The only garbage I see are his supporters. They let him out to do one little interview, and he calls all Trump supporters garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. and then right back to the box he went. Dang, sorry, Jill. That's too bad. Jesse, you were talking about Congress not knowing what's in the bills and who put it in. Isn't this the problem with this continuing resolution? They make a big show about government shutting down like any normal American needs the government. Then they throw anything in these bills. Well, yes. And look, they're doing it right now with the bill that's in the House. I saw Mike Johnson say it. I saw a little video. It was like an hour ago. The audio wasn't good, so I'm not even going to play it. We'll probably dig into it some tomorrow. But they were asking him, hey, do you have the votes? Do you have the votes? Mike Johnson says, yeah, I got the votes. And he listed off a few things that they're going to do. No taxes on tips and Social Security. They do this every time. They don't cut a dime. They pass this massive bill that's not paid for at all. And in order to sell people on the massive bill, they throw in two or three things they know they're going to be able to sell people on. And they say, yeah, we just passed it. No taxes on tips. Woohoo! And yeah, okay, thanks. But trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt that we're never going to be able to pay off. And you morons won't even reduce spending back to pre-COVID levels. It's not good. It's not good at all. But that's how they play the game. And that game hasn't changed. We want it to change. You want it to change. I want it to change. But it hasn't changed. Change in Congress takes time. And as we've said, it involves primaries. That's the problem. We, you and I, myself too, we have failed. We have failed to maintain a good GOP because we sit out primaries. Oh, when Donald Trump's running, everyone grabs their MAGA hat and they'll march to the polls by the million. But your dirtball senator has a primary. Most people, 75, 80% of GOP voters stay home. They don't even bother voting. And most of the ones who go vote, vote for the scumbag who's still in there screwing them over. Until that changes, Congress doesn't change. And until Congress changes, the debt and all this stuff, and the inflation, really, that'll never change.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Top Biden advisor says he melted down the party's dream and says the party lost its mind after the disastrous debate. It's still wild to me. That's from Woke Spy. It's still wild to me that Democrats were apparently the last ones to know that Joe Biden wasn't a functional adult. You could have said that. You could have told them that for 4 years. We all knew that, but they live in such a bubble. They're so siloed. They were genuinely stunned. What do you mean he can't talk? Florida GOP Governor DeSantis announces State Doge Task Force. Gosh, DeSantis has done nothing but just kill it for all these years in Florida. Florida's so friggin' lucky. Apple says to invest $500 billion in the U.S. as Trump tariffs bite. We talked about this last night. Apple, they're going to build a factory here, do some AI stuff here. Apple is also the company that is completely rejecting dropping any of its DEI stuff. So let's keep an eye on our newfound friends. Mayor Eric Adams moves to shut down infamous New York City hotel used to house illegal immigrants. That would be the Roosevelt Hotel. Just a reminder that you've paid for luxury accommodations to about 250,000 illegals coming through New York City over the past 4 years. Trump, fire the employees who don't answer the Doge email. Trump said that earlier. I guess we're going to fire them. That's great. Representative Anna Paulina Luna accuses AG Bondi of stonewalling the Epstein list and the JFK files released. Yeah, remember when we were going to get that Epstein list and JFK declassification? Anyway, that's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.